Welcome to Shomach Shov on the Daf. We're holding in Zvachim Daf Kuf Ches. The Mishnah and the Mudal says that Rabbi Yossi says he's not chayov at sheyale l'roish mizbeach. Rashi says sheyivne mizbeach l'shem kach. You have to build a mizbeach for the purpose of doing a mizbeach. The Rambam is also mashma like Rashi that it needs to be for the purpose of a mizbeach, because the Rambam writes amale b'chutz chayov at sheyale l'roish mizbeach sheyase b'chutz, meaning he's going to make the mizbeach. Now, some achronim point out that it's coming from a mechilto. The mechilto of Parshas Yisroi writes on the mizbeach that says the Galav Beis Hamikdosh, it's a mizbeach adomo taseli, mizbeach miyuchad li, should be miyuchad for me, shelo tivneyu mitchil shumacher. Don't build it for something else. You have to build it for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So whenever you're doing a mizbeach, it has to be built for that purpose. This answers another question that achronim bring. The Gemara on Amud Beis says, how do we know they have to do mizbeach? Because they bring the pasuk of even noyach mizbeach l'Hashem. So you see, you have to build a mizbeach. So many of the achronim ask, and Rabbi Yosef Engel as well points this out, l'chur, how do you learn from something that happened before Matan Torah? But according to what we brought from the Mechilto, the main source is the Mechilto that says the regular mizbeach needs to be done l'Hashem. How do you know that you can do something else? From Noyach, you see that he wasn't enough to take a stone. It's just a limitation to tell you that what it says in Parshas Yisroi means that that will be L'Shem Mizbeach. So I saw a beautiful Ha'ara from Dovid Finkel Zatzal from the Chevron Yeshiva. He says, what do you see over here? That the Mizbeach they need to use in order to create something which is Shchut Yechutz, you need to not only do a Krov outside, but you also have to have a Mizbeach to do it L'Shem Krovah. It's a two-stage process. The Mizbeach is stage one. Stage two is the Krovah itself. Since this connects to the Gemara, brought in Dorim, in Yevamis, and other places, the Gemara says, someone does a neder, kilu bono bomo. Ve'amikaimoi kilu makrivel of korban. Someone that makes a neder as if he built the actual Mizbeach. The one who keeps the neder, doesn't cancel it, as if he put a korban on it. So here you see as well, it's a two-stage process. You have the mizbeach, and then you use the mizbeach, and the neder is compared to that. So that's equivalent to what we see in our sugyo, that we go to hakrova zchutz, that the two-stage process, the building of the mizbeach, and the hakrova on the mizbeach. Also by nedarim, you have the bonobama, he krivel of korban. And that's the lashon of the round over there. Is Ma'arich to show how it's connected to Nedarim. He says, there's a problem to leave no yizbon bama u'lakriv b'chutz. And just to add to this, and this clarifies it here in our sugyo, the Maral there in Chidush HaGodes in Nedarim explains what's the big issue with a bama. Well, why is bama such a terrible thing? Because we have Mokam HaMikdush, which connects Am Yisrael together. Am Yisrael worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu together in Beis HaMikdush. Someone who goes and creates a bama, he's poyrish min haklal. He's leaving the tzibur. He's doing his own thing. He's doing his own ma'alach. He's kivyochel creating his own religion. That's the issue. You're poyrish min haklal. So Yimele, the Maral is giving us definition. What is Allah's chutz? What's the issue over here? And Yimele, just building the bama is already a problem. Just by creating the location where he's doing his own thing, he's already poyrish min tzibur. That's the beginning. Then, if he actually puts the korban on top of it, he takes it from potential to fruition. But the beginning of the prishum in etzibur is the building of the bama, and that explains as the oimik ha'inyan of ha'los chutz, why just the building of the mizbeach is part of the ma'aseh, because that's stage one of being poyrish min etzibur. Anyone who wants to sponsor or join the Shor Machshava Shiurim, please email shormachshava@gmail.com.